The year was 1957, and much of our planet was still recovering from the destruction of the Second World War. As well, many countries, such as Korea, Cuba, and Vietnam, were beginning to experience violent political changes. In the United States, however, things were different. The economy was growing, the population was booming, and, for many Americans, life was good, and the future looked even brighter. There was nothing in the world, it seemed, that could change this. When change did happen, on October 4, 1957, it didn't happen on our planet, but several hundreds of miles above it. That's when the Soviet Union launched Sputnik, the first human-made satellite to orbit the Earth. In the Soviet Union, this was a reason to celebrate. However, in America, this was seen as a challenge. Which country was going to control space? Which country was better? The space race was just beginning. Unfortunately for the United States, America had no quick way to respond. It had no serious rocket program, and it would be another 12 years before Apollo 11 landed on the moon. The U.S. did, however, have lots of nuclear weapons. A secret plan was therefore soon developed in May 1958 to send a nuclear weapon to the moon and explode it. The plan was called Project A-119. Because the moon is so big, it was in no danger of being destroyed. But it was hoped the explosion would be big enough to be seen by people on Earth. This would show the Russians how strong America was. The plan was canceled, however, in January 1959, partly because of the possible danger to the people of Earth if there was an accident.